Wait, let me look that up on the internet real quick.
TagCastPodcast.com.
Today's episode is brought to you in part, as always, by Complete Ag Resolutions, offering you the best solutions in your agricultural needs. Check them out at www.facebook.com/Complete Ag Resolutions.
We all know Amazon has amazing deals and free shipping on orders over $25. If you use our link on our website, tagcastpodcast.com, we'll get a small kickback and you'll be supporting our show. Just go to the top right hand of our website, tagcastpodcast.com.
And now it's time for the Tagcast Podcast with Terry and Gatch. My name's Terry Guile.
I don't like your jerk-off name. I don't like your jerk-off face. I don't like your jerk-off behavior. And I don't like you. Jerk off.
See, because I paid a late for weed like in the 70s and I never got the real one back.
You just got tagged.
What you just said is one of the most insanely idiotic things I have ever heard. Everyone in this room is now dumber for having listened to it. May God have mercy on your soul.
And his name is Dustin Gatchel.
I heard in Hawaii your spam email is your good email.
The Tagcast Podcast starts right now. Please don't use the excerpt of that audio on any other thing out of context. Because it could be bad. I'm drunk fucking. That's the best kind.
From whose point of view?
Ever in the entire history of man.
No, we're not.
War. What is it good for?
Land expansion and power.
No, guarantee and freedom.
Well, that's
land
the second
expansion
verse.
Power.
What is it good for? Guarantee and freedom. Say it again.
Absolutely nothing.
No, all it's right. Guarantee and freedom.
No, land expansion and power.
You could put a mitten on it.
Set it up yourself. I had the normal one the first time, two times.
God, these guests, they're so deserving. Entitlement issues going on. Did you set up my mic the way yours is set up and yours? I don't want to be the odd man out here. Hey, everybody.
Where's
the
snack tray?
Welcome to the Tagcast Podcast mellow version with baby tomatoes.
Another guest spot without a full snack tray?
That's right. Oh, we've just got a snack bucket with some baby tomatoes.
Gern Blunstein, my agent. Gern, you're fired.
This song makes me feel more stoned.
I know, but I already am. Hey, welcome, you guys. It's episode 3 of season 2 here at the Tagcast Podcast. My name's Terry Guile.
And I'm Gatch.
We got a special guest in the form of Super Dave Wambacher.
Hi,
Dave.
Guys.
How you doing?
How the hell are you?
I think our regular listeners will remember Super Dave.
Yes, of course they will.
Well, I hope I made an impression. I made an impression on a really hot, what was he, Swedish?
I think that was that Giselle chick, right?
Yeah.
She was the Giselle chick.
She was Giselle-ing all over the place.
Yep, but didn't we also said in one episode a Giselle was when you're like 93 and you're going after 74-year-olds.
Not to be confused with a Giselle,
yeah.
Who is a hot chick from France.
Yeah.
Hi, Giselle.
Thanks for listening.
How you doing?
Yeah.
Can you hear me? Can you hear me? Hello, yeah. Hello.
Can you hear me?
So hello, headquarters. Hello, headquarters. Come in, headquarters.
We let Dave choose a song, even though we had been going with a number theme. But I decided this song starts with an E, and if you turn that around, that's a 3.
Yeah.
And I haven't heard this song in about 3 years, so enters you. Some salt.
It's
going to
be
going
a lot
on.
Of numbers. I think that is the topic of this thing. We're just going to talk.
Numbers.
Well, this was one of my favorite songs you guys did.
Because it was one of the longer ones.
Yeah. And it was it was one of the first ones that I could recognize.
Plus, your brother wrote it.
Well,
we're talking about Solon.
But yeah. Honestly, I
Terry's
didn't know that
former
before
band
I got on it.
With Dave's brother Pat,
and
who
Scott
we called
Young.
Many
yeah.
times.
Yeah.
Yeah, where we called that? Your brother 10 times and he never answered once.
Yeah, so we're.
I think he's in on the joke now. Though.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. Now we're moving on. No.
No, you gotta keep doing it. You gotta keep doing it until he answers. You gotta catch him one time.
This season we've moved on to call Jared. Where's
maybe
Jared?
In another Sarah.
Well, you
season.
Know what? That's a pretty good substitute. Right there.
Yeah, and he didn't answer his phone as well, but he texted us back right afterwards and said that he was in bumfuck Egypt.
Yeah,
in
he was shit in his pants.
Yeah. Wow, that's getting kind of crazy. So I'm
hey,
I'm gonna fade that out. What?
You know, it's nice. The, I can't hear the vocals in there. The sound's all waggy. The guitars are way off.
Are you complaining about the sound guy?
You know, that's the one
called the Hollywood Taxi. That's what that was.
What's
recorded.
That mean?
No, wait, that was the first round.
That was a Venetian.
I was seeing that.
I believe that
phenomenon.
Was a Venetian when I said turn the lights down because I have it on a video.
But,
yeah,
but there
you
was
yeah,
that was
somewhere.
The
crap, dude.
I've moved a couple times since I've seen it, but I knew that I had
that. That was going
hook
on
brother,
though.
Player.
That was going on though this last weekend when
what?
When I saw people telling the sound guy how to do their job.
Oh, at Norska?
Yeah.
Was the sound guy Jeff Simpson?
Yeah.
Well, fucking Jeff Simpson knows what he's doing when it comes to
sound. I know, that's what made it so funny.
So was it not sounding good or what?
There is one person complaining to him that the vocals were not high enough.
Well, you know what? When bands...
Let me guess. The singer's girlfriend?
No, here's the deal. When certain bands of that nature play with three guitar players and really loud tube amps, sometimes it's hard to get the PA as loud as the instruments. And
well, that's what I'm saying. I'm not saying
that's not
that
Jeff's fault.
I'm not saying that the you know the vocals couldn't be louder, but what I'm saying is you got to trust the sound guy that he knows what he's doing enough
and that
to
he's,
have taken that into account, and
he's
trying to give it the best that he can.
Yeah.
We talked about
step
that.
Step off, get back, and enjoy the show.
You know, yeah,
if the vocals are up to 10, turn everything else down to 9.
No, but yeah. I just
that's
see
the
that
next step, right?
I don't want to see that one incident or whatever. I don't want to isolate that one incident, but you know, yeah, I mean, you see that go on quite often.
What's
you know,
your name?
And what can you do? You know, when you're a sound guy and someone's complaining, except for you know.
Tune them out, put your earplugs back in.
Yeah, that's right.
And pretend to twist a few knobs and then watch them nod their head and say that's better.
Yeah. I saw you move the knob, so now
I
hear
that happen more than once.
Yeah,
I've seen that happen more than once.
That's when they just grab the suck knob and they turn it up to 5. And they're like, well, the suck knob should be down at least to 3 because the suck factor is overtaking the band. That was Foresight's last day as the band music person.
Do you still have that? You got to scan that and get that on the internet.
It's on the wall.
That's going all over the place.
It's on the wall at the jam room, actually. So I'll take a picture of it with my phone and put it on Facebook.
Absolutely. Do it.
Hey, by the way, happy Monday.
I guarantee you that'll go viral.
Happy Monday to you all. We're trying to make your Mondays better by not just giving you a bonusode on Mondays, but an actual episode that's going to be 60 minutes, not 45 or 50. We're going full 3 episodes a week for your listening pleasure. And I think today... we're going to talk about our favorite comedy movies of all time.
Ooh, of all time. Now my head's just racked. Okay.
Yeah, well, I'm gonna be here to prod you guys along and maybe give you suggestions in case you're at a loss for a thought or whatnot. But if you had to think, like, right off the top of your MF'ing head, what would think? What?
Can we start off with my game and get that out of the way?
Oh, sure. We got a game that has to do with acting. It's actors. Dust likes to play little quiz games, and Dave likes to play quiz games, and he's so competitive. Me and him are going head-to-head.
You know, my mom bought me a card set from Trivial Pursuit that I haven't opened yet because everybody kept accusing me of opening the cards and reading them all before I let people ask me the question.
So it's like
you gotta leave them sealed.
I have a sealed packet at home.
Well, that's what you do.
The next time somebody says that, I'm saying, hey, right here. Open it up. Let's see what you got.
Well, that's what you do, like when you're playing poker, to like you know make sure there's no marked cards. We used to play with the fresh deck every time. Somebody would have to pay $3 to bring a new deck of cards.
Yeah.
All right. So, Dave, in this game, you guys are going to be pitched against each other. I am going to name a celebrity, and you are going to guess how tall they are or were.
Leave it to Gatch to come up with a game like this.
All right. So I will, in total inches missed by, that's what you will be scored upon.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. So
do we each get a guess?
Each get a guess.
Yeah.
Per.
Yeah. We'll go back and forth who goes first.
Okay.
You want first or you want me to go first?
We'll rock, paper, scissors for
rock, paper, scissors. Terry throws scissors. Dave,
one,
scissors.
Two, three.
Two papers. Scissors, paper, Terry wins, and Dave does not.
He just ripped his headphones out because he's fucking pissed. He's like, screw it, I'm going home. Hey, you get to go first on the second one.
Yeah.
All right, and here is the first one. Guess how tall is or was Gary Coleman?
Ooh, I'm going to say 4'11".
5'3".
All right. Next is
Terry
Dave
is closest.
Well, you give us the stats after we're done.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Okay. We it's blind.
Yeah.
We don't tell us the score.
Blind competition.
All right. Who's next?
Dave's first, this one.
Dave. Kristen Wiig.
I don't know who that is.
Bridesmaids. It's
the girl from Saturday Night Live.
Bridesmaids.
Haven't seen it.
Okay, you can't. You got to skip that one because he doesn't know who it is.
What skits was he on Saturday Night Live?
Well, a
everyone.
Lot of them.
A lot of them.
Have you seen Bridesmaids?
Uh-uh.
All right. I'm going to do a last.
Who else is in that movie?
Well, I would have to research anyone else.
Well, that's what you get for calling an old guy.
You just
got to
skip
second.
That one.
All right. Well, we're going to go with Tom Cruise.
5'4".
I'm going to say 5'5".
Okay. Conan O'Brien.
6'4".
Wow.
Oh, I'm sorry. Shit, I jumped.
Oh, it's okay. Go ahead.
Yeah. I knew that one.
Oh, you know it?
Yeah.
Okay, I'll say 6'5".
Because I'm the
now
same
I get
height.
To go first twice.
Why didn't you say 6'4" if you said he knew it?
Because that's cheating. That's why we go back and forth. Because if you choose an answer, then the other person can.
And you get this turn.
And you can't choose the same answer.
You get
guess
this
the height.
Turn.
What?
Oh, you got to guess the name too. Oh.
John Goodman.
John nope. Wayne.
Sylvester Stallone.
I'm going to say he's shorter than people think. Yo, I'm going to say he's 6'1". Yo.
Yo, Adrian, he's 5'9".
Okay, you got one more?
I guarantee you he's shorter than 6 feet.
All right.
This is for me because I get two in a row.
Yep.
Roseanne.
Ooh, I just saw her roast. It was tasty. I would say 5'6".
I'm going to go 5'9".
Ouch. With heels?
Yeah, maybe.
How many more you got?
That's it.
All right.
Oh, come on. One more. Pick somebody at random. We'll look
Kristen Wiig.
He doesn't know. How, okay.
Okay. Who's
just
Kristen
guess
Wiig?
Blind. She was in Bridesmaids. She's the girl from Saturday Night Live that like always tries to one-up the person. She's like, oh, yeah, I know.
Oh,
I did that.
I know exactly what you're talking about.
And she's like.
So, right. I don't dislike
and it's her height, right?
Yeah.
All right.
Without her wig.
Oh, shit.
No, that's her name.
Sorry. I'm going to say 5'10".
Yeah, she does kind of look. She's tall and slender.
Yep.
Slender. So I'll go 5'9". Just because the person who goes first gets to choose it. Yeah.
Mm. All right. So Gary Coleman. Terry, you guessed.
3'1".
4'11".
Sorry.
And Dave guessed 5'3". The correct answer is
4'8".
Oh. Terry is off by 3. Dave, 7.
Okay.
Ouch.
Kristen Wiig. You guys both overshot the moon. 5'5".
Wow.
Really?
So I had
wear
heels.
On that one.
Yeah.
Yep. So now he's one more behind me. 8 behind me.
All right.
Wait a minute. What was it?
No, you guessed 5'10" and
I said 5'9".
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you went over. Okay.
No, I went. No.
Tom Cruise, 5'7".
Wow, taller than I thought, but I said 5'6", right?
Yeah. No, you said 5'5".
Oh, he said 5'6".
And then Dave said 5'10".
4.
Yeah. Tom 5'4". All right. Well, you're off 3 either way.
Yeah.
Conan O'Brien was a 6'4" lumberjack.
I'm a lumberjack and I'm
Sliced
okay.
Sliced Stallone, 5'10". He was even shorter than you shortened him to.
He shortened him to 5'11".
Yeah.
Okay.
We got that one. And then
last
Roseanne,
one.
5'4".
I said 5'5".
Okay.
Five.
Yeah.
Five,
you got that one.
Six, so I'm going to say just out of guessing, I won.
I think so too.
Woo! Good
yeah,
game.
Dave,
good game.
It looks like
I just patted him on the
21.
Ass.
Right. You're 21 above par.
No, that was it. That
and
was
Terry, you are 13 above par.
I'm quitting while we're ahead.
You beat me by 8.
Good game. I ate him.
Yeah, he needed less strokes.
Ooh. I beat him by
to
8.
To
have you ever been beat by being 8?
Yeah, but next time, pick older people.
Yeah. You know, like, say Mel Brooks.
Who could be older than...
5'6".
Who could be older than Gary Coleman?
Groucho Marx.
6'1".
Ryan O'Neal. I don't know how... I'm just picking old people, all right?
I know, but you're recording this, so I want to know how well I do.
Okay, you can...
Ryan O'Neal,
you'll have to. You'll have to research it later.
Name somebody else.
Elliot Gould.
6'2".
Chevy Chase.
6'2".
Angela Lansbury.
5'7".
Chris Elliott.
6'1".
If you want to keep going.
Yeah. Bring it on. Yeah.
John Cleese. From
6'8".
What?
He's at least 6'7". He's at least 6'7".
Ted Nugent.
6 foot even.
That's off the grid because we're talking
all right.
Actors. Yeah, let's wrap that up.
Yeah,
he was in a movie somewhere.
Let's, yeah. He's okay. Like, I'm going to kill Obama, part two.
No.
All right, Dave.
Meanwhile, back in
no,
the ranch.
Now, before we got to your list, I was asking you,
oh, yeah.
What is, Dustin, what is your favorite, if you had off the top of your MF head, what's your favorite all-time comedy movie?
What's going on over there?
Ever. He's fucking fishing around for another happy sea.
What's my favorite all-time comedy movie of all time?
Franschauer Wessenpfeifer from Dave Wambacher.
Francis Conner Hefeweis.
Okay, whatever.
Meanwhile,
is that your question?
Yeah, that's my question. Yeah. If you had to, if you had to nail it down to one movie, favorite comedy movie ever, funniest, best, even if it's not the funniest, what's your favorite?
Mel Brooks or Monty Python?
Kingpin, really?
Yeah.
That's an awesome choice. I love that.
Yeah, I like Kingpin. It too.
So there's one thing that I like about Kingpin is that the guy's missing part of his limb. And I can really associate with that. I get it.
And the hair going.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, that was Bill Murray.
You got to love Bill Murray.
Wasn't that awesome?
Bill Murray was great in that movie.
Dude, his suits.
Comb over.
The yeah. suits that he wore. Oh, man, that whole movie was just. And remember the lady in the rearview mirror?
I got sick. Like
for
in the movie theater, almost. Yeah, I was laughing so hard, and then I'd get sick, and then you'd see her like in the mirror, in the rear
after
mirror.
All the credits too. If you watch the movie all the way to the end and all the credits, then there's just like a 5 second thing of her going.
What is it about good oral sex that makes you need to take a crap? You really jarred one loose, Tiger.
See, and you say that it bothers you, but you can quote it. So that was a great
choice.
Well,
yeah, because I've seen it so many times. So the first two times, man, it was like I was laughing and I was enjoying it, but it was like, oh. I've always paid my rent.
Yeah, and you have a male landlord.
I was going to say, I've seen your landlord.
He's not that cute. All right, Dave, what about you if you had to nail it down? I know it's a tough question.
Is it Monty Python or is it Mel Brooks?
Favorite movie of all time?
History of the World or The Life of Brian?
Because I'll sway you.
You can,
or The Meaning of Life.
I think that two or three is fair. If
or High Anxiety.
See, now I know that now we have a good idea of where his taste lies.
You think?
Did you like the movie Airplane?
Yes, I did.
I bet you would.
Yes, I did.
Yeah. So,
my personal favorite.
Have you seen all the police
life?
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah. All right. That's a good one.
Yeah. So while we're on the subject of old classic comedies, you know, because you and you guys are probably asking me, and I always do the cop out thing when it comes to what's your favorite band of all time.
I've seen cop out,
dude. Too many. I can't say favorite band. So there's so many funny movies that it's almost impossible for me to just say one.
Well, maybe start with a guy.
That's why I was so proud of you guys. For just like saying boom, you just said it took you
maybe
5 seconds.
Focus it down to a guy and then pick a movie from that guy.
Yep.
Yeah. I know, and I think there would have to. And
I already know
so
your answer.
So many stipulations.
I already know your answer.
So what is your
scary
answer?
Scary movie.
Scary Movie 4.
Is that the one with Charlie Sheen in the beginning?
No.
With the Viagra?
No,
Tristan showed me that one.
No, I'm thinking of Scream with the one with Drew Barrymore at the beginning.
And so, like, I would have to at least break it down into two categories, which is classic comedies and the newer comedies.
Do me a favor. Do me a favor. Wait, what? Do me a favor. Break it down.
Break it down now. So, like, you got the classic comedies, and then you got, like, if I had to choose a newer one, I'd have to say probably something with Ben Stiller in it, because...
Wow. He's got some good ones.
Like Zoolander?
No. If I had to pick one, like, say Envy. With Jack Black and Ben Stiller and Christopher Walken.
Dude, that movie is
because
so...
Jay Walker, or J-Man, he's so hilarious.
Oh, and he shoots him with the...
He shot the horse with the bow and arrow, and then he had a strap to the roof.
Yeah, that was a great classic.
Vaporizer.
Can't get a break.
And I just love it the way Ben Stiller is so like anti-Jack Black's idea. He's like, it's not an invention, it's an idea. Oh, you're going to spray an aerosol on some poop and it's just going to disappear. Where does it go? It's not an invention. In fact, well, if you don't want to be involved in it, then that's fine with me. You know. And then it shows him at the end doing an infomercial for Flan.
Yeah, Flan.
Or Flan, however you want to say it. They say Flan. And I never even heard of it.
Is that Mexican ice cream?
It's some kind of Mexican pudding or dessert or custard of
it's
some
flan. It's Flan. It's Flan.
It's Flan. How many times have you been out and about and just wished you had some flan?
A lot.
Oh, never again. Flan on the go or something stupid like that. So Jack Black, I love the Tenacious D movies. Two movies that made by the Trailer Park Boys, just because I'm so biased towards that whole cast. I mean, but for classics, you know, it might have to be something to do with like Steve Martin or, you know, like how awesome was The Jerk?
Oh, The Jerk was great. Oh.
Yeah.
He hates those kids.
And then, like, there's so much. I hate it.
All right,
I hate.
No, can I ask an easier question for you?
Sure.
All right.
I hope it's easier. These are terrible for me.
What's your favorite John Candy movie?
That's a tough one. That's a good
you got,
question.
Like, you got, like, Uncle Buck out there, right?
Oh, yeah.
Classic.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
You got Planes, Trains, and Automobiles. It has Steve Martin, which is one of the classic.
Head East.
Oh, yeah. Great Outdoors, right?
Great Outdoors.
The ones that he did
Dan
with
Aykroyd.
Dan Aykroyd, yep.
Yeah.
Walking out of the bar with the old 96ers t-shirt draped over him.
I would have to say, just because it does have Steve Martin in it, that would probably be Planes, Trains, and Automobiles.
Yeah, that was a great
I album. Was a John Candy fan, but not as big as a fan as, like, Steve Martin.
Oh, yeah.
And just the scene Canadian where he goes in there to talk about his rental car or something.
Give me a fucking car.
And then he's like, he has this longest.
Don't give me a fucking car now.
And he
I'm
goes
going
on
to
for
climb
like.
Over this fucking way. Fucking.
Yeah. So awesome, that scene. And then you're going the wrong way. Just little scenes from that, but yeah. And then you
Steve
got
Martin
like
plays annoyed
Canadian
Perfect.
Bacon.
What about classics like from before that, like
The Man with Two Brains,
like from 70s, like Young Frankenstein, and you know, like you said, Blazing Saddles. Yes, that movie was so racist.
Blazing Sandies.
Oh, I know. But you know what?
It was hilarious.
It's beautiful.
It was okay.
It's funnier than hell.
If that
I thought
came
it was
out
Blazing
today,
Sandies. I thought it was they
the
set those cookies on fire.
Gong.
And, of course, all the Monty Python movies, like you said.
Yeah.
Life of Brian.
Yeah, Life of Brian.
Holy Grail.
I think,
Grail.
Though, Holy Grail
Meaning
is,
of Life.
I think Holy Grail is like, people put that as the highest of the Monty Python without even discussion for some reason. And I think The Meaning of Life and The Life of Brian both
are
better movies.
Yep. And it's a matter of opinion, but.
But it was
what do you
The Meaning of Life that opened the door.
Mm-hmm.
The Meaning of Life got people watching the TV show.
Yeah.
Right.
In the United States. Yeah, that opened up a lot of doors for him.
But that was a real, real tough one as well, just because the beginning for me, the humor in the accountancy or whatever, mm-hmm. the accountancy shanty is mm-hmm. so dry.
Oh, yeah. When they're pirates.
You know, yeah. You know, it's hard to make it through, like, it's like 8-9 minutes, isn't it? Right?
Yeah,
before
it is.
Action
it really
starts
is.
Getting
But
going.
You know what? You're laughing harder every step of the way.
For sure.
Every time
for sure.
They just add another layer, add another layer, add another layer.
It's surreal. It's surrealism.
It really is.
On video.
You know, they got the thing they used to have on their desk with the spike on it. You know, oh, here's the receipt.
Yeah.
You know, and you slap it down on the spike and everything.
Yeah.
Guy picks that up, pulls the paper off, and starts sword fighting.
Oh, yeah.
That's hilarious.
And when you're old enough to actually understand the complexities
of
the society.
The first time I saw it, I was like, What? And then I got older and I watched it again. I was like, holy crap, that's funny.
Isn't it funny when you love a movie anyway and you don't get all the things until you're old enough to understand?
You know, it just adds more to the...
Like all the Disney phallics, right?
Sex in the Clouds, Lion King, Can You Feel the Love Tonight?
Yeah.
But see, now I noticed...
Dude, and that was Elton John.
I know, and that's gross.
And you know who was on keytar on that song was Rob Halford.
Ooh. I thought he was on.
Keytar?
I thought he was playing the
guitar.
What's a keytar?
It's a keyboard guitar.
Yeah, it's a guitar with a keyboard.
You know, like from the 80s? It's a guitar.
Rob Halford did?
No, he was playing the skin flute on that one.
Rod Stewart in the back pushing the stool in.
Yeah. See, Rob Halford was so old that he couldn't stand up while playing the skin flute, so he had to have Rod Stewart push his stool in while Rob Halford played the skin flute for Elton John. That's fucking gold
Reg Dennis.
Is what it is. And now I'm noticing by trying to come up with this, and I'm cheating by looking at a list of the best comedies ever.
That's fine.
That a lot of my favorite comedies involve people from Saturday Night Live. Even in the 70s.
I can see that.
Animal House.
Mm-hmm.
Groundhog Day.
Yep.
Just great movies.
What about another Bill Murray's
Caddyshack?
Caddyshack.
Yeah, but I'm thinking of
Stripes.
Groundhog's Day.
I said, he already said that. he was thinking of Stripes.
Stripes.
Ah!
Son of Beach. Sheik.
Well, even newer than that. Yeah.
No, that's Born
that's,
in East L.A.
Stripes. Yeah. When he was teaching them all the people.
Son of Beach. Yeah. Coming to America, or not Coming to America, the Cheech and Chong one.
And now that you
and now that
you've mentioned Cheech and Chong, there's several of my probably top 10 or top 20 movies.
Nice Dreams.
You know, Up in Smoke, Cheech and Chong's next movie, Still Smoking.
What's the one where he wakes up in the insane asylum in a straitjacket and he's screaming?
Hamburger. Yeah, that's
No, not Pee Wee Herman. I'm talking.
I know.
Cheech wakes up. It's
scratch my balls. Scratch my balls. No, that's the same one that we were just talking about.
If anybody,
it's Nice Dreams.
Yeah. Okay. Nice Dreams. If anybody has a good MP3 of that, MP3 file of that, send it to me.
And you'll pay
at blazerwookie@gmail.com. I want that. I want that as a ringtone.
What I wanted to say. The scratch my balls.
Speaking of
What's
that, though,
that?
I
scratch
always,
my balls.
Yeah, Pee Wee's Big Adventure, man. That was a big movie that I enjoyed back in the day.
Yeah,
meant to do that.
Pee Wee's Big
that
Adventure.
That was good, dude. Pee Wee's Big Adventure.
Yeah,
it was all right.
I enjoyed the hell out of that movie.
Tim Burton. That was probably one of his first that really brought him forth, right?
Mm-hmm.
I think so. I didn't even know that he did that.
Oh, really?
That kind of set the stage for the kind of movie he was going to do.
Danny Elfman, too, on the score.
Danny Elfman, yeah. His daughter is really hot.
Jenna Elfman?
Oh, yeah.
Is that his daughter?
Yep.
Seriously?
What?
Oh, yeah.
I see her.
So next thing you're going to tell me he's related to Elf.
Probably not.
He's Dio's cousin?
Yeah. Dang it. You beat
What's
me there
got to do with Carla?
Carla from Cheers is her aunt. I love saying aunt.
Aunt, yeah.
I think a lot of Saturday Night Live characters and a lot of
Chris Farley.
And then there's
Black Sheep.
Yeah, Tommy Boy.
Oh, yeah.
Tommy
even
Boy.
The Beverly Hills Ninja was even funny.
What did you do?
And what about Almost Heroes? Remember that?
Yeah, I never saw
He only made, like, he died, like,
yeah,
it wasn't finished.
Oh, Chris Farley.
Yeah, and it was Matthew Perry from Friends, which isn't that cool. But
you know what? I don't think I've seen that one. Actually, I like Matthew Perry. He's got a new TV show out. And it looks
I
like,
heard that. We actually
I think it'll last the first episode.
It'll make it into double-digit episodes.
Really?
Before it gets canceled? Not like his last one. What did he do? Two, three?
What was his last one?
Well, you better, Bob.
I don't know, but he was running
a called
sports.
Bob.
He's running minor league basketball stadium.
This one isn't worth hip-hooraying about either.
Okay.
What? The Matthew Perry. Yeah, we're talking about comedy
movies.
And so, you
back
know,
to movies.
And then back from not all Saturday Night Live people who like the movies like Hear No Evil, See No Evil, and Silver Streak with Gene Wilder and Richard Pryor.
Crazy Bird.
I went and saw those as a kid at like the walk-in with my parents and just...
Stir Crazy.
Yeah, that's what it was. Stir Crazy. That's even the funnier one.
We bad.
Yeah.
What about Follow That Bird? Speaking of birds.
Who did that?
It was a Sesame Street movie.
Or Bye Bye Birdie.
You remember when Snuffleupagus came onto the scene?
Wait.
He was that for a ringtone. That didn't take me long to find that, did it?
That's awesome, dude.
So maybe download a...
I could pull it off of this.
Actually, he could pull it off, probably.
Well, and I could pull it off the podcast, too.
I'll pull it up.
Remember when Snuffleupagus came upon the scene? Did he ruin Sesame Street? Did he bring a little Chimo to Sesame Street?
What is Chimo?
Child molester. Chimo.
Snuffleupagus?
Yeah, because he was always, hey.
You think he looked creepy?
Yeah. He was always like, just a little too shy.
No, if he felt up a kid, it would like stomp on him.
Now, here's what you got to think of when you're thinking of this. Big Bird, his Nether Regions, shout out to the band that played
Nether Regions.
is right about level with if Snuffleupagus's trunk is headed on the upward, you know. So he might be violating Big Bird up the yin-yang with the Snuffleupagus trunk. Yeah. And, you know.
Don't tell anybody about me.
I'm not too sure if he was an imaginary friend. It's like. So Big Bird's wanting to fucking come clean and say this Snuffleupagus has been up my butt with his trunk.
Yeah, but Snuffleupagus goes,
I'm just a fake friend.
Don't tell anybody about me.
You're my friend.
And I think he was the only one
old
that saw him, wasn't it?
Bird.
Yeah.
Big Bird was the only one that ever saw him.
Things are going well.
I was watching the Food Network the other day and kept hearing
have
Elmo's
you
voice.
Been my friend?
Elmo's a black dude.
Elmo.
He's a black dude. Did you know that?
Elmo on the cooking channel.
The guy
I wonder how much Tickle Me Elmo is selling for right now.
The guy that voices and does the thing for Elmo is black.
Send me a link, everybody. I can't tag.
Yeah, what he said.
Tagcastpodcast.com.
Thank you.
Thank you, Dave.
Now, what about good comedy movies from the 70s that have gotten remade into pieces of shit? Like Arthur. Remember Arthur? Was that a funny movie?
Why would they do that?
They remade it with that Russell, what's his name?
What a Russell Brand.
Katy Perry's boyfriend or whatever.
Jeez.
Yeah, I didn't even waste the time to go see it because when I was a kid.
He's from England. He's a twat.
Yeah.
He knows what I mean.
Now, who's the guy that played Arthur?
Dudley Moore.
Yeah, he was hilarious. Dude, he was so good at
it. And his whole thing was that I'm drunk shtick.
Exactly. Kind of like Foster Brooks.
Beautiful. Meanwhile, back in red.
Now here's one
Foster
I didn't.
Foster Brooks. Oh man.
Yeah.
You ever seen him on a Dean Martin roast?
No, I saw him on
the
Match Game thing when I was a kid.
God, he was so damn.
And the one thing I told Dustin on just a previous episode that the one thing that stuck with me as a kid hearing Foster Brooks is he always played the drunk guy and he said, I'd rather have a bottle in front of me than a frontal bottle of me. And that was the first time I ever heard that joke. And I don't know if he wrote it.
You got to see him. Get the Dean Martin roast.
Yeah.
He's on there like 15, 20 times, and he steals the show every time. Yeah.
He was actually drunk.
No, actually, he never touched a drop in his life.
That's kind of like Leahy from the Trailer Park Boys. He plays a great drunk.
What's the best Marx Brothers movie? If you wanted to get me into the Marx Brothers,
Duck Soup
which
is
one?
Good. Duck Soup is really good. That's the one that really got them out.
But that one's the one everybody tells you
but
to
dude,
watch.
But, dude, check it out.
Right.
Give me a hidden gem.
1933, though. Think about that. That's when it came out.
Yeah, oh, I know.
That's 5 years before the Lollipop Guild.
Before the Bullet Boys?
No, Lollipop Guild.
That was a lot longer than
the Cancer Guild. All you constant listeners will know what I mean.
Good Morning Vietnam.
I suffer from lollipops.
And Good Morning Vietnam. Robin Williams is really good at that. But
he was good in all of his movies.
We represent the Arvan Army.
What about
follow the Ho Chi Minh Trail? Follow the Ho Chi Minh Trail.
What about Airheads?
Airheads. I haven't seen that one.
Adam Sandler.
Yeah,
Airheads.
I thought that movie was pretty funny. I'm not a huge Brendan Fraser fan.
But for a rock band scenario, it was pretty good.
Yeah, it was funny.
You know, for what he does a pretty good job.
Adam Sandler?
No.
Adam Sandberg?
No. They,
Adam Sandler?
No, go back another one.
Samuel Amberg.
It's Saturday Night Live, starring Andy Sandberg. Adam Sandler, Andy Sandler,
Pamela Blamner,
Sammy Blammer.
It's like the thing Adam. Now I can't remember his name, but he does the Aerosmith parody.
Oh yeah, crazy amazing.
Yeah. Or when he did Opera Man.
Yeah.
I was a big fan of Opera Man.
So, you know, we were talking about Robin Williams just a minute ago. Not a big fan of the Brokeback Mountain type stuff, but that movie called The Birdcage, did you ever watch that with Nathan Lane?
No.
They were gay, but it was fucking hilarious. If they didn't show them making out and they didn't lick their hand or anything. They were just really flamboyant characters, and they played them so well because if you've ever watched Robin Williams, you know that he could just like pull anything off like
that.
Oh,
God.
What about Basketball?
Crazy.
That was a good movie.
That showed tons.
I've seen pieces of that. I've never seen the whole movie.
I would have to say I enjoyed Orgasmo better.
Really?
As far as
I could never get into Orgasmo, really.
And I could never get into Basketball. I had really? Funny moments, but I've never.
Well,
isn't that weird?
You
I'm
hate
more into
sports.
Porn, and yeah, and you hate porn. No, but if you've never seen Orgasmo, you got to check it out. It's about
oh,
this.
I've seen it.
Have you seen it, Dave?
I don't think so.
Okay, check it out. They have it on
Stunt
Netflix.
Cock.
Yeah, so it's got Ron Jeremy, and anyway, it's the guys from South
oh,
Park, and so
yeah,
he's
I know
the,
what movie you're talking about.
The guy's going door to door as a Mormon, and they actually talk him into coming in and being a porn actor, and it's just
I'll be a porn
it's
actor.
Just hilarious.
All right,
what about Mrs. Doubtfire? That was kind of funny for.
Yeah, I prefer Mr. Mom.
When Robin
Keaton.
Williams stuck, you know, he didn't have his makeup on, so he grabbed the cake and just went.
Mm-hmm.
Hello.
Now you spoke of Michael Keaton. That reminds me of a great movie from the 70s with Arthur Fonzarelli in it. Remember that?
Oh, Night Shift.
Yeah.
Night Shift.
Where they
oh,
had the
oh,
that
I love
was an
that movie.
Excellent movie.
Uh-huh.
And for all you younger viewers who maybe, and I know we're mentioning a lot of cult classics that you guys all know about already, but if you haven't heard of any of these movies, be sure to check them out. I was kind of stoked when Robert De Niro started doing comedies because he was always such a serious mobster actor or hard ass or a criminal.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, like, Meet the Parents. I fucking cracked
but
up.
You know what's funny is he plays it exactly the same way.
Have you ever seen it? Yeah. Yeah.
He
but it's funny.
Well, it's the timing.
And
you know,
they
it's the extra special
situation.
Timing.
Oh,
what about, like,
brilliant.
Analyze
brilliant.
This and analyze
yeah.
that?
Yeah.
Have you
oh,
seen
yeah.
Love Billy
those
Crystal?
Movies.
And
yeah.
I'm not a big
love
Billy Crystal fan.
And that's
but.
A lot of writing around that character, too. When,
yeah. Oh, yeah.
When you're coming off like that.
A lot of people.
What about, remember, Michael Keaton, Gung Ho? Remember that movie from the 80s?
I don't think I've
I
seen
do,
that
but I remember I used to watch it like when we had the movie channel on our TV as a kid or a teenager, but I don't really it doesn't really stick with me too much.
I just remember enjoying it back then.
He was funny though.
Yeah.
Beetlejuice.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was funny in that. Gina Davis was really cute in it.
Falling Down, have you seen that one?
Oh, that's
Michael
not
Keaton?
A com. That's
no.
Michael Douglas.
There are some
funny lines in that.
I guess you could consider that a dark, dark, dark
very,
black
very
comedy.
Dark, yeah.
Well, what do you
oh,
call
what
it?
A great movie, though. God,
I think that is. I think
movie.
That's a comedy, a dark comedy.
I think it's serious, dude. He's pissed.
I know, but
he's having a mental breakdown, man.
look that up and see.
Gangster on that.
All right,
gangster.
All right, look at that up and see.
See if it's on a comedy list or a drama.
See if it's a comedy or drama.
IMDb, just a second.
No,
all right. IMDb.
Hey, what about? Here's one I didn't like, but it also had the same two people from Envy. Tropic Thunder. Did you see that?
You didn't like that?
It was okay, but it
overblown.
Yeah, and
remind me, who's in it?
Jack Black and
it
Ben
still
Stiller.
Had some funny parts,
and
though.
It had Robert Downey Jr. playing a black dude.
Yeah,
which was pretty awesome. Mm. They did well, and it was about
but no, he played a white guy being a black dude though.
Yeah, but he is
yeah.
a white guy
yeah.
playing.
Well, yeah, but he like
yeah.
they were also into their parts. That was what he did. Was he got skin?
He was playing an actor, playing an actor, playing a part.
Yeah, and then yeah, it was. I don't know. I didn't mind that, but I thought more so the Pineapple Express was more forgettable for me.
You know,
mostly
everybody
I
said
say
it was super funny, and I didn't really like it that much.
More because I don't remember anything about it. Because
you were super stoned?
I just don't remember anything about it. I'll go like, I didn't see that movie, and then somebody will say something. I'll go, oh, I saw that.
I was never a big fan of James Franco.
And I don't mind him in
I didn't even
stuff.
Know. I liked 127 Hours.
Yeah.
I heard if you watch it backwards, it's a triumphant tale of a one-armed man regaining his limb.
Have you ever watched the Freaks and Geeks series?
Uh-uh.
That's
no,
not
I
a bad
so.
Series. You should watch that just so you could see Seth Rogen back in those days, dude, and watch him act and go...
Dude, speaking of that...
I can't believe that he's an actor now or he was acting that bad on purpose.
I saw a stand-up routine. You can find it on YouTube. It's Seth Rogen doing stand-up at 13.
No kidding.
Yeah.
I knew he'd been doing it a long time.
He did a 10-minute set, no notes, and just talking about like Jews and politics and weird stuff that kids shouldn't be talking about. You know, he was so... His point of view seems so grown up for being 13, but he's had a lot of good movies.
Are you a fan of what's the Judd Apatow?
I like a lot of his stuff. I don't know exactly what he all does.
He did Freaks and Geeks.
He didn't
do like
Step Brothers or those,
thing.
Did he? Was he part of Step Brothers and those Will Ferrell? I
don't
get
think so. I think he works more with like the people that were in the Franco and stuff. But I couldn't say for sure.
Yeah, because the list I'm looking at doesn't have.
What about the Royal Tenenbaums? Would you rate that as a comedy?
Yeah.
Is Steve Martin in that one?
No.
Hackman, Bill
Gene
Stiller.
Hackman, yeah.
Dude, that's hilarious how his kids have his hair exactly the same.
So dry, though, too, isn't it?
I think it's a comedy, though.
Oh, man. I like that movie for some reason, but it's not in particular, like, laughable funny.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just Thinking Man's funny.
Yeah, every scene has a little piece that goes into the joke.
And it's just so interesting and character-driven, and the characters are so deep.
Yeah.
It's me, Mario. Well, I thought it was funny even though it was dry, but... But back to the falling down thing, I finally pulled it up here on IMDb, and it is a crime drama thriller.
What?
No comedy.
Crime?
I'm telling you, dude, it's not funny.
Thriller?
He's killing people.
That
he
ain't
wants
even
his...
like Jagged Edge Thriller.
Dude, he wants his fucking breakfast after 11. He's shooting gangsters. He's got, I don't know.
Is that crime crime movie, I'm thinking like Untouchables or like something about John Dillinger.
Something about Mary.
And hopefully not as boring as a goddamn Depp fucking John Dillinger movie.
So yeah, that answers your question.
Right.
Falling Down is not a comedy.
All right, well, we can't go comedy without discussing like a few Coen Brothers movies, right?
Oh man, love those guys.
Oh, and, brother, where art thou?
Do people
Fargo.
You know what?
Fargo's probably one of those prime thriller dramas.
Are they listed as comedies? Because I consider almost all of them comedies, except for maybe like that one with Michael Douglas's wife, Zeta Jones.
Intolerable Cruelty?
Yeah.
Oh, you're just being... That's a comedy.
Okay, I wasn't sure. I wasn't saying it wasn't.
I thought you were like saying it's so bad that
it's
not funny.
No. I was just wondering if
that's probably their least popular movie overall.
It is.
But it's still, I like it.
But now there is a few that I don't think are. Do you think No Country for Old Men is a comedy?
No.
Never seen it?
What? Dude, check it out. Seriously. You've never seen Tommy Lee Jones... and a bunch of cool people. It's an awesome movie. It's long, and the ending will piss you off, I think. Pissed me off. It's, a movie shouldn't end like that, but it's Coen Brothers, so it's okay.
What about Miller's Crossing? Do you consider that a comedy?
That's a hard watch for me.
What?
I'll try again. Wow. I'll try again.
You got to get past...
Gabriel Byrne, right?
Yeah, you got to get the... You get
and the 30s.
You got to feel the accents.
It's tough
Once
for
you
me.
Feel the accents.
That's the tough part. It's the accents and the time frame.
But John Turturro and the whole...
Dude, speaking of him, sorry to cut you off, but him in Dirty or Mr. Deeds.
Yeah.
It's got part of that on
and
comedy.
And in Quiz Show.
Wait,
Quiz
Show which version of Mr. Deeds?
The one with Adam Sandler.
Oh. Okay.
And John Turturro is his...
Where he shoved that fucking
his, servant
into his foot.
Yes. He's like, servant? Yeah. He's like, I don't want no servant, but you can be my friend. Yeah.
He's just...
I'm just playing. I didn't film nothing. It's like, whoa, you had me. And what about Barton Fink with John Turturro?
That is dark.
Now, is that a tough watch for you? You like it?
I love Barton Fink.
John Goodman.
I haven't seen that one either.
God, damn. Tough watch, though.
Now, you being the brother of Pat Wambacher, I would think that you have seen every one of them. Yeah. Of course,
well,
you've
seen... Well, you know what?
You'd
think his kids have seen Airplane, and they haven't.
No star for the Wambacher kids. They get checks.
Sorry, throwing you under the bus.
They get checks today.
Throwing you under the bus.
And I'm not talking about
five,
money.
Four, all right. Three, two, one. I'm sorry.
I have an epic question.
Okay.
Hangover. Funny as they say or not?
Not.
The next day or the day of?
No, the movie.
Oh. Hey, they made a movie called Hangover, didn't they?
And Hangover 2. They made two of them.
Yeah, I didn't watch the second one.
I heard just recently that the naked Chinese guy jumping out of the Henry Cho, jumping out of the trunk of the car.
Yeah.
He was supposed to be dressed. He got into the trunk, and they were going, all right, everybody get in position, da-da-da-da-da-da. And he says, you know what? He thought to himself, this is going to be funnier if I'm naked.
When hasn't that ever been true, though?
Yeah, yeah. Henry Cho, always
funny. If we were talking about Dave Wambacher.
No, anytime. I'm saying whenever time isn't true.
Say we're doing the podcast right now and he's naked. Would that be funnier?
No.
Okay.
No.
I prove my point.
All right.
Yeah. So, yeah, tattoo on the face. I think Hangover 2 was almost a bit funnier to me because of the Asian dude.
Yeah.
What? You never do blow before?
I never watched it.
You haven't seen it?
Not part
they left
two.
Him for dead. It was pretty funny, and they thought he was dead, but he goes, sometimes you're hot star. What? You never do blow before?
That's funny. Henry Cho, right?
Probably. Yeah. I don't know what his name is in Hangover.
The guy that, he's from Texas, and he actually has a southern accent when he talks normally.
Oh. But back to the Coen brothers, of course, you had to have seen Oh Brother, Where Art Thou?
Oh, yeah.
You've seen Fargo.
Uh-huh.
You've seen Raising Arizona.
Yes.
Overrated.
You know what? I agree, but it's still a pretty damn good movie.
I don't think it holds up as well as some of the other Coens. But yeah,
there was a lot of people saying, oh, that was so great. That was so great. Yeah. You know what? It belongs one step down.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
They were exaggerating, but they weren't exaggerating all that much.
It's like sometimes it makes me think of movies that are, the hype supersedes the goodness, like Napoleon Dynamite.
Yeah.
I
did not understand
it. I haven't seen it because of the hype still to this day.
Everyone told me it was so awesome. Sorry.
On the Coens real quick, I mean, we didn't even mention Big Lebowski in there because I think it's in a period to where Raising Arizona is, to where it's just so beloved by so many people.
It's got a cult
following.
And I've
seen it so many times that I'm just like, it's hard for me to watch now.
Yeah.
Big Lebowski?
Yeah. I mean, I can sit here and recite.
I like watching the short version that just has all the times they say fuck in it.
Yeah.
What about
like 272?
James Gardner?
Maverick?
Rockford Files? Maverick?
I'd try to
he
think.
He took it in the Rockford Files.
But he wasn't in a lot of comedies, though.
Support your local sheriff.
He wasn't in a lot of comedies, though.
Maverick was kind of comedy.
Support
at least
your local gunfighter. Both of them with Jack Elam. Those are funny, funny, funny movies.
Support your local dude who can drive backwards in a Trans Am and then skid and turn around forward. Because that was a Rockford movie.
Bruce Dern. What's his name? The old guy.
Bruce Dern.
Oh, Isaac Hayes.
No.
Barry White.
Old Western actor.
Yeah, baby.
Meanwhile. Anyway,
you hit
it pretty
well. I don't know what I was saying.
I got a question for you guys. I don't know. Favorite Don Knotts movie?
Don Knotts.
Incredible Mr. Limpet. You got...
The Apple Dumpling Gang.
The Apple Dumpling Gang. He's
what about
hilarious
in that one. Wasn't he in The Cat from Outer Space?
I don't remember him in that, but I haven't seen that one in a long time.
My favorite performance.
The Ghost of Mr. Chicken.
I know we're not talking
TV, but...
The
Incredible Mr. Limpet. Sorry.
Gotta love the old RF, and I'm not talking about Ron Ferris. Ralph Furley.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Three's Company. I think that was his best.
He was a snappy dresser.
Oh, boy, was he ever. Remember those scarves and ties he used to wear and the lapels on those things? And of course, you got to love him in Andy Griffith, too. He was awesome in Andy Griffith.
I got wrapped up in an episode the other day, just about one... he had accidentally wrestled down a wanted man that had broken out of jail. And then the big hoopla because he had...
Ralph Furley or Barney Fife?
Fife. And then the guy goes, I'll get you, deputy. And then a day later, he's on the loose again and headed back to town. He's nervous as hell.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Doesn't want to be the hero anymore.
Have you seen him in No Time for Sergeants?
No,
was
Andy I didn't
Griffith's
have time
movie?
For that.
Oh, you have to watch that movie.
Do I got
to
make time
it is,
for No Time for Sergeants?
Oh, absolutely. Terry, you too.
I haven't seen it.
Absolutely.
Time
No Time for Sergeants.
I'll check it out.
Andy Griffith, and he just plays this old backwoods redneck and stuff. Yeah.
I heard he was really big into heroin.
Who? Andy Griffith?
Yeah.
That was after he got on Matlock.
Well, yeah, that explains some of the episodes I've seen of Matlock.
He was.
Why else would he agree to go on Arrested Development and pose as Matlock?
Yeah.
You know,
he was big on the crack and.
I think
no, the heroin and Don Knotts. He used to smoke crack out of a vaporizer.
Whoa.
Okay.
By the way, disclaimer, the TagCast podcast is sometimes fictional.
How to
end
frame
quote.
A fig. How to frame a fig.
So what do you guys think? I'm going to change the subject because I got crazy for a second. What do you think about like the movies that involve Will Ferrell? A lot of funny movies. Did you guys like
Anchorman?
Nights, yeah,
Anchorman.
Stepbrothers.
Stepbrothers, yep.
Even the darker comedies like Everything Must Go. Have you seen that?
Yeah, I like that one.
That was almost not comedy.
What's the one where you can hear the...
Sometimes it's a little...
Stranger Than Fiction?
Yeah.
Sometimes
I was very impressed
it can be a little over the top unless he's got somebody to play off with, like John C. Reilly.
See, now I think I've overlooked... When you asked me at the beginning of the episode what my favorite all-time movie... I forgot about Elf.
Yeah.
Just kidding.
Yeah.
And
you're not kidding about the Forgot About Elf.
Yeah. How about Paul Rudd and some of his movies like Role Models and I Love You Man.
Role Models is better than I expected, but I don't know.
I Love You Man.
I don't know if it's great.
That's pretty funny, I thought.
But if you get, you can't say role models without bringing up Bad Santa, just because a lot of it is kids and being around that
and the role environment. The whole role model thing.
What about Super Bad Santa? No, I mean Super Bad. I thought that was a little overrated.
How about It's a Mad,
overrated,
Mad, 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 Mad
I actually,
World?
That's a good one.
I actually preferred Hot Rod to a Super
Bad. I didn't like Hot Rod very well.
I did not like it the first time around, but the second time around, it was, and the third time around, it just kept getting funnier.
What
about, what's that drummer one with Dwight Schrute? The rocker?
The rocker. I didn't really, nah. I think that should have been Jack Black. I think that was kind of written for Jack Black.
I think it was a little too PG-13.
Yeah. And Jack Black had been getting that way anyway, but
yeah.
I don't know.
Well, there's no, I don't know if he would have gone all naked webcam.
And this is weird to me that this is on the list.
Would have sponsored that,
I mentioned
though.
This movie on a previous podcast when I was talking about movies that people suggested to me that I had watched. And this is listed as a comedy. I Love You, Philip Morris. And that's the one with Jim Carrey and Ewan McGregor where they got all naked and did butt fucking.
Who?
Jim Carrey and Ewan McGregor. That was not funny.
No.
There was no,
what movie was that?
It was I Love You, Philip Morris.
Dude, if you want me to leave, I'll just leave.
I'm just warning you, don't watch that movie unless you have
that was a bad time. That was a bad time or maybe a good time to
please
be taking
don't
my
use,
text.
Please don't use the excerpt of that audio on any other thing out of context. Because it could be bad.
Oh, just man. Well, after that story I told you earlier this week.
Yeah. What about Zach Galifianakis?
Sometimes.
Did you like Due Date?
I heard some of the stand-up on the comedy radio shade.
That's funny. He plays the
piano. Playing's pretty funny.
But anyway,
I like his Between Two Ferns that he writes actually with Scott Aukerman, host of Comedy Bang Bang, another podcast.
Comedy Bang Bang, a Comedy Bang Bang, Comedy Bang Bang.
And so,
now they're going to sue us.
Is that
because I
theme?
Sing so good? Yeah, pretty much.
Oh, I haven't listened to it since it was before it was Comedy Bang Bang.
When it was comedy.
A funny
Death
thing
Ray.
Happened
Death
to me
Ray.
On the way to the forum.
How
what
big
happened?
Was it? Oh wait, I just flew
Have
in.
You seen
from,
that? No. Oh, okay.
No, but I was going to mention the movie Due Date with Robert Downey Jr.
and Robert Fairbanks,
Zach Galifianakis,
Douglas Fairbanks.
Doesn't ring a bell.
Never saw Due Date. Pretty dark comedy. I didn't think it was that funny. Now, this one is pretty dumb, but it was definitely funny when I saw it. Dumb and Dumber.
Yes.
Dumb and Dumber I liked, and even the sequel's all right.
No, don't say that.
My favorite scene in the first one is the ketchup and mustard when he's trying to put out the fire on his tongue, and he's...
Yeah. I like the one where Jeff Daniels goes into the bathroom and has a shit scene.
Yep.
Yeah. And then the time when Jim Carrey had two pairs of gloves on and they get to where they're going, he's like, my hands are freezing. And he's like, oh, I got an extra pair of gloves. Samsonite. Damn, I was way off.
What about...
Her name's Swanson, I'm sure. Pet Detective.
The Ace Ventures.
The first one was a classic. I loved it.
Yeah, not just one classic, but the second one was all right.
Not just because Cannibal Corpse was in it. What about The Mask?
What about It's Pat?
Boo.
Oh,
The Mask,
Yeah, I wasn't too impressed with that one. Some of the effects were kind of cool because it was they were just getting into doing live action and animation.
That guy pissed me off when they never did a Fire Marshal Bill movie. If he was ever going to do one movie, it should have been a Fire Marshal Bill.
You're damn right.
Go off from that.
Let me tell you something, mister.
What about the 40-Year-Old Virgin?
I laughed pretty hard at that. I like Steve Carell. There's
some good scenes in there.
Kelly Clarkson! <That was a, laughs> I'm never getting waxed after seeing that. But I really like Steve Carell. He's pretty funny. And I went back and revisited some sketch comedy show that he... was it the Dana Carvey show that he used to be on?
Yeah.
Yeah, and that was before anybody knew him.
He was a writer for him.
And he was also
he
on the show.
On the show, yeah.
And John Stewart.
And as much as I like...
Half Baked.
Yeah, that was good. I like Jim Brewer.
But Dave that Chappelle. Was not funny when I was sober.
No.
It's not as
but
funny.
It was better than the Titanic, which was their alternative to watch that day.
And as much as I liked the Saturday Night Live movies, I never really liked Ghostbusters. Sorry.
Really? The first one? Oh, that is so funny. You have to shut off your brain to watch it.
Austin Powers? Didn't really like that either. I think they should have made a movie of Simon who likes
Wayne's
World rings.
High
Wayne's
anxiety.
First
Simon. You mean the whole movie would be in the bathtub?
You know my name is Simon, and I like to do drawings.
You know what? You should write that movie.
You silly bum looker. Chicky monkey.
88 pages of Simon.
Wow.
I'm going to do a drawing of you.
A drawing.
Just be people getting out of in and out of the tub. I know what it'll probably be, right? He would go on vacation and he would get in like a 12-person spa or something.
All right. So, guess. This question's aimed at you.
All right.
Mel Brooks or Monty Python?
It'd have to be Python.
Yeah?
Uh-huh.
There's an argument to be made for Mel Brooks. High anxiety.
Depending on your age, no offense, but...
Well,
he was a little bit before my time.
Yeah.
Right, because you guys, as opposed to me and you, are closer.
The producers? Have you seen the movie?
Woody Allen?
Gene Wilder. Huh? Mel Brooks. No. The producers.
Gene Wilder, although I appreciate him greatly.
And Zero Mostel.
A little bit before my time.
Yeah, Zero Mostel. Yeah, he was in A Funny Thing Happened to Me on the Way to the Forum.
What about
like a musical comedy back in the early 60s. And it's really funny. If you can follow musical comedies, I highly recommend that movie. I really do.
And here's three movies I want to mention together before if we run out of time and then we can't get to them.
That was the last
see what
Buster
you guys
Crab
think
Sorry.
Of these three movies. Best in Show.
Love it. Five stars.
Spinal Tap.
Four stars.
These are the same people.
My five stars.
And the one with them as a bluegrass band. What was that called?
A Mighty Wind.
Yeah. Love all three of those movies. And it's the same team.
The common denominator?
I think
Christopher Fred Willard.
And Christopher Guest.
Oh, you mean the guy that caught whacking off in the theater?
Isn't that awesome?
He lost his job.
You know what? I bet you he got that idea from his publicist.
And can you believe this? They yanked his show. Just because he yanked his...
Yeah,
Joe.
We got you there.
Sorry.
Those are all excellent movies.
Yeah, so I like that team of Harry Shearer and the dude who played Lenny and
Christopher
Swiggy.
McKeon.
Yeah. Those guys are awesome.
What about
Spaceballs?
Yeah,
Spaceballs. Mel Brooks. Yeah.
What about
Rick Moranis?
What about
What's Kevin? With you, man?
What about Kevin?
Oh, come on. I can't believe you fell for that, man.
Let's count the times he said what about.
What about Kevin Smith movies?
Clerks.
Clerks and Jay and Silent Bob, Strike Back.
Dogma.
Those are so way beyond me.
You don't like them or they're
No, they're
good.
They're just, they're, yeah.
Oh, Bill and Ted.
I meant that as a compliment, too. Yeah, the first Bill and Ted. The second one was terrible.
No, how was it? How was it, Charles?
Terrible.
That's terrible.
Terrible. That's just terrible.
You terrible.
Terrible, terrible.
How's your swing? How's your swing, Charles?
Terrible. Terrible. You ever see the first Practical Jokes on Celebrities TV show. It was like Dick Clark's version of it. And Charles Barkley was going out to play golf, and right when he went to like Phoenix or something, and a bunch of his new teammates got out. No, they got... they went out on the golf course, and every time Charles would hit a ball, they'd wait until he turned his head, and then they'd go out and steal it. So he lost every single ball he hit on that golf course that day. It was like 45 balls because he'd have to hit one off the tee, and then he'd hit the second shot. And they were running out and
That's
grabbing
That's like 22
it.
And a half dudes.
Yeah. So he'd get out on the 18th. Green, and these guys run out with their shirts all full of golf balls, dropping them on the fairway.
Nice.
Hey, that was us. It was us.
That's too funny.
So,
that's okay.
Dave, I got a question for you, but I just lost it. There was something I asked
Zero Mostel
a few episodes ago.
Jimmy Durante and Mad, 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 Mad World.
You're right.
When he kicks
the ball.
That was exactly what I was going to go for.
Everybody wants to get into the end.
What about Night at the Roxbury?
Pretty good for the time. I can't really watch it now. That
I love the skit. I wasn't. Was the
it
movie kind of got
strong
yeah,
for a
yeah,
movie?
I like the skits because
they
stretch
out went a little bit far.
People like Tom Hanks and Jim Carrey in the skits on Saturday Night Live where they always
but
introduce
you couldn't
a new
do
person.
That in a movie.
Right, that was the bummer about it. It was always just the two of them. But
what about some? Give me a movie
one movie that you would like to see remade, maybe with some current actors. Like, this guy would be a great in this classic movie.
God, that's a great question, too.
Yeah, you should have asked us about an hour ago.
Yeah, you should have.
So
yeah,
we could have thought about
this
it.
One down. Yeah.
This is the last segment, I think, of the show. What movie, classic comedy, would you like to see remade?
There will now be a 5-minute break while we pause recording.
No, I think that it would be one of my favorite classic comedy movies. Let's say they redid Airplane, and instead of Leslie Nielsen, they had like...
Who could do it?
Val Kilmer.
You know what? He could, but I think he's a little too old for
yeah.
that.
Yeah. Well, he's got gray hair now, and he's so fat, he wouldn't look like him. Or, what's yours, Gatch?
I don't know. I was waiting for Dave's.
Oh, for more thinking time.
No. All right.
I think that we probably listed over 100 movies today.
I'm going to go with Pulp Fiction.
That's not a comedy, but go ahead.
Oh, it's not a comedy?
It's a crime drama thriller.
If Fargo's a comedy, Pulp Fiction is a comedy.
I'm going to have
There's a foot sticking out of a friggin', what the hell you call
it? Wood chipper.
Wood chipper, thank you.
All right, okay. I'm going to go...
History of the World, Part 1.
There's Something About Mary.
Very, very funny movie.
And Cameron Diaz. I want her to be replaced with Conan O'Brien.
Pulp Fiction, crime thriller.
All right, yeah, but I went with Something About Mary and Conan O'Brien.
Okay, I got you. I was just letting you guys know.
Right on. Thank
that
you.
When I say something's not a comedy, it's not a fucking comedy.
It's not a fucking comedy.
Get your shit straight. Okay, what would you like to see? You said History of the World.
Yeah, History of the World. I don't know who I'd replace anybody with. I mean, Madeline Kahn was hilarious in that movie.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, God.
But she's dead.
Would you please step on the same foot at the same time?
Fargo?
My tits are falling off.
Says Fargo's a crime drama thriller. No comedy.
Yeah. Really?
Yep. But it's so dark that it's just funny.
You okay there, Margie? I just think I'm going to barf.
All right, I got one more question.
Okay, this is the last one. And we're going to wrap it up. What is it?
Richard Lewis or Richard Kind?
Who's Kind?
Richard Kind?
You mean Richard Klein?
I recognize the name, but I don't
know Richard
Klein. No. He's the guy with the white mouth that's on
the
Michael J. Fox show.
Curb Your Enthusiasm.
Richard Kind?
Kind.
No, Richard Lewis is on Curb Your Enthusiasm.
And so is Richard Kind.
Who's Richard Kind? Who does he play?
He's on, what's the show Mike?
Come up.
Michael J. Fox was on.
Yeah, he's on that
he
too.
He was
Spin City. The
mayor's assistant.
Spin City,
yeah. And he was the
Richard
guy.
Richard Kind.
Yeah, Richard Kind. He was on Stargate Atlantis and in some really funny episodes.
I'm going to say Richard Lewis.
Richard Kind.
Hell, far and away.
Richard Kind.
Head and shoulders.
Even though I appreciate Lewis, I'm going to go Richard Kind.
Well, I'm going to have to check it out because I'm not knowing who it is right now, but I'm just really stupid sometimes. But that's all good.
No, Richard Kind is a real... And he always plays the same... He's another
that's
one of those
because
guys. Always plays the same character.
Ask anybody that knows him and they will say that's exactly how he is.
Mm-hmm.
And he's the kind.
Oh, he's overly kind all the time.
No, I mean, he's like the shit, the kind. Get it?
No, he's kind of a dick?
No, he's kind of cool.
Kind
all right, well, you guys.
Richard, kind of a Richard?
It's been over an hour, so we're going to wrap her up. Oh, I know that guy. He plays his cousin.
Yeah.
I'm still going to go with Richard Lewis. Because the only
Lewis
thing I know
really
that guy.
Dude,
only,
you're a Richard.
I'm a dick.
Canadian bacon?
I think Richard Lewis has worked harder throughout his career.
Pineapple.
Canadian bacon or Pineapple Express?
Is there a movie called Canadian Bacon?
John Candy, Rhea Perlman.
Okay.
Alan Alda is the president.
Pizza time!
Crust. No. Stuffed crust.
Jump!
They get
overtime for hauling bodies out from people. Anyway, sorry.
If you guys, it's all right. If you guys feel like telling us your favorite comedy movies, if you agree with us or disagree with us or whatever, give us a comment at contact@tagcastpodcast.com.
Or go to our Facebook page.
Or whatever. And if you go to our website to download these, click on the Amazon link and go buy your favorite movie. That way we'll get a little kickback. And if you're feeling generous and you got a dollar or two in your PayPal, You can donate. There's a little button like in between every episode that says donate. So and we're not pandering or begging, but please send us money.
But if you want,
we
you
want this
want,
to continue to be free.
If you want a bigger snack plate. If you want some free stickers, send a self-addressed stamped envelope to Terry's P.O. Box.
P.O. Box 12, Brownsville, Oregon, 97327.
What, you got the last P.O. Box over there?
Yeah.
Number 12. Yep. No, I was the 12th person.
Yeah, I've seen the post office. It's like three boxes high, four boxes wide.
No, my brother tried to get 666, and the closest one he could get was 661. They've got 1,000 P.O. boxes, so there.
You're number 12?
Number 12.
Jeez.
Suck on that, Brownsville. I own that town. All right, thanks for listening, you guys. You've been an awesome audience, as always. Thanks, Dave, for joining us.
Yes, thanks, Dave.
Our first guest. Our first guest of the season. Season 2.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
You're so special. Olympic.
Who did I cover for?
We had no one.
Oh.
And that's how awesome Dave was. He just zipped on over.
Yeah, thanks, Dave.
Hi, Jake.
And laugh on.
Jake said hello to both of you, by the way.
All right, cool. Hi, Jake.
And laugh on.
Yeah, have a happy Monday, you guys, and we'll see you on Hump Day.
Woo-hoo.
And rock on.
And laugh on.
And comedy.
Can you please step on the same foot at the same time? My tits are falling off.
Ah! My balls itch! Extra special thanks to Rock Out Radio for airing classic TagCast episodes on their free-for-all Fridays. A block of podcasts they play. We air at 11 p.m. Eastern Time, but the block starts at 6 p.m. We encourage our listeners to check out all of the shows on rockoutradio.com.
Maple leaf on it and a Newfoundland shot glass. A bag of chicken chips and a bag of ketchup.
Long letter.
Have you tried ketchup chips?
No, you sent me a copy of my comedy notes from the last gig.
How?
No, I just put them in the box.
I was like, how did you get those? There's a Climax mixture.
Peppermint knob?
No. The weirdest names in Canada. And these are bull eyes.
How are those Jam Jams, dude?
They're the best of all, I think, as far as any of this.
Even the chips? Chicken chips?
No, I mean as far as like the sweetie stuff. They taste like actually
vanilla wafers,
kind of with a jam in between.
Ah,
they're moist jam, so they're like a really cheap ghetto version of those raspberry filled oatmeal cookies.
You should take
cookies.
One of these for later when you feel like eating something not so
good.
No,
those pretty nasty.
They taste like they're made with fancy molasses.
Dude, one half of those is more thick than you'll get from a Red Bull.
We were freaking out.
It's sugar, molasses,
fancy molasses.
Oh, not corn syrup.
Do you like,
No, it's got a lot of sugar in it. No, dude. Unless you want to call 911.
Dude, it's sugar. It's sugar, no sugar, fancy molasses, and some kind of
sucrose.
Sugar syrup.
Mm-hmm. There's no sugar in it.
That's really cool, though. You guys got to send it into this random chat.
And
level. All right, we'll see you guys later.
Yep, later, man.
Rock on, dude. Thanks again.
Good time. Thank you.
TagCastPodcast.com.
Dude, what are you doing in the rain?
I'm just standing here waiting for my ride.
Did I get a quarter? You got a quarter?
No, I'm just waiting for my ride. I don't have any money.
Where are you going?
None of your business.
You don't sound like you're very happy.
I'm just standing in the rain.
Well, that's shitty. You know what you could do to make yourself feel better?
What?
Listen to some Frank Zappa.
Who?
Frank Zappa.
Frank Zappa?
Yeah, he's an old music composer who passed away in the 90s.
Really?
Yeah, he has some awesome albums, over 70 albums.
What?
Yeah, and you can actually hear about each and every album on a new thing called the Zappacast.
What?
Yeah, with Terry and Gats, the same guys from TagCast.
Well, I'll check that out.
Check it out at www.zappacast.com.